Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Hector Maggi. He is the managing director at TFT Pneumatic, that is a distributor of non-sparking grinders and cutting tools, as well as industrial pneumatic tools. And Mr. Maggi, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Certainly is our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, for starters, what is TFT Pneumatic and how does it help its clients?
Well, TFT Pneumatic is a distributor of industrial tools and certified cold work tools that are also known as sparkless grinders. And we help our clients by providing them access to top-of-the-line technology that makes their operations faster, safer, and easier to perform year-round.
And I'd be curious, who are the potential buyers of your products there at TFT Pneumatic?
Well, our potential buyers for the sparkless grinders are mostly companies who work in explosive environments, such as offshore platforms, refineries, chemical plants, mines, and so on. For the industrial tools, our customers are mainly forges, foundries, shipyards, heavy industry, automotive plants, and many other industrial users.
That's quite impressive, covering a lot of industries there. Now, how does a small business compete against industry giants? Talk to us about your experience there.
I'll tell you, it's definitely tough. It's very, very tough. But we differentiate ourselves by providing niche products and expanding, right from there. The most important thing is to really have a product that differentiates us from the rest of the companies out there. Additionally, we have to have quite meticulous craftsmanship in our operation and provide a very efficient and personalized experience for each one of our customers.
Certainly made some good points there, and thanks for your input. Much appreciated and helpful. I'd be curious also, what are the benefits of using your tools in explosive environments?
Well, the main benefit is to really avoid a shutdown by eliminating the risk of explosions. This is particularly important in the oil and gas industry, where shutdowns are very costly and can be in the multi-million dollar value for a single day. Some of them, the largest offshore platforms, to shut them down cost us in excess of $10 million per day. So, additional benefits from our tools include, avoiding hot work permits, fire watches, postponing jobs, and many, many others.
Certainly appreciate your taking a moment to introduce TFT Pneumatic and the industries that you serve. Today we are joined by Hector Maggi. He is the managing director at TFT Pneumatic, that is a distributor of non-sparking grinders and cutting tools, as well as industrial pneumatic tools. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, how do you do sales in an industry so complex like yours?
Well, most of our sales are through specialized channels. We help ourselves with LinkedIn, we help ourselves with websites and so on. We try to really identify the company who may benefit from the use of our tools and do our marketing efforts to reach them and position our products. In sum, it's really not easy. It requires a lot of work. Our focused approach allows us to learn and improve constantly. Our website provides great resources for companies to find us and understand how our products can benefit them. We provide plenty of information, including pictures, videos, and newsletters, and application of documentation as well. So, we try to provide as much information as we can and be readily available at your fingertips.
Now, as you're aware, there's a lot of entrepreneurs tuning in, a lot of folks that are thinking about starting a business or have recently started a company. Knowing what you know now, if you had to start the same company again, would you have done anything any different?
Well, it's complicated. I believe a more accelerated approach towards online resources would definitely add value. I would have handled differently our Salesforce approach. Perhaps I think there was opportunity there. However, I think that each decision that we have taken has been valuable. While some have been positive and others not so much, I would like to think that we have learned from most and adjusted rapidly to improve.
Yeah, the adjustments are so important, and it looks like you've done a great job in adjusting accordingly. Now, what is the future of the oil and gas industries as you see it in the scope of the need for renewable energy and the massive drop in oil barrel prices? Talk to us about that.
I believe the oil and gas industry will remain an important part of the economy through at least the next 20 or 30 years. The price per barrel in the WTI may not go to levels previously seen, and would likely stay at around maybe $55 per barrel. Renewable energy, man, it's steadily climbing in the usage and will continue to increase throughout, through the next years. Battery technology, I think it's a key factor here. The development of battery technology and its usage increasing at rapid paces will most likely take a large chunk of the automobile industry in the coming years. The technology advances in this day and age have evolved much more rapidly than at any other time in mankind history. So I think that really the opportunities are there, and the oil and gas industry will just have to adapt to the coming times.
For sure on that, and really appreciate your input. Most helpful. Now, are you involved in any other ventures besides industrial tools?
Well, for some time now, we've been involved in real estate investment and development in Houston. I believe diversification is part of sustainability. The oil and gas industry is quite cyclical, and diversification provides a more stable and beneficial approach to everybody down here.
Mr. Maggie, certainly do appreciate the report coming to us from Houston, Texas, on behalf of TFT Pneumatic and all you're doing and all the success you've had. We certainly here at EPN wish you nothing but continued success. Where can listeners connect with you and get more information on your company?
Online, our website is the very best channel. It's www.tfp-pneumatic.com.
Easy enough, and we'll drop a link within the show notes of this broadcast to be a further aid for the audience as well. Again, Mr. Maggie, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Likewise. Thank you for having me. Stay safe.
And you too. We've been speaking with Mr. Hector Maggie, Managing Director at TFT Pneumatic, that is a distributor of non-sparking grinders and cutting tools, as well as industrial pneumatic tools. And for further information, visit tft-pneumatic.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.